For Ag 1280 KDKD, I'm Kyle Hill. This is Ag Insight, visiting with Dr. Patrick Davis of University of Missouri Extension. And coming up on July 20th, the evening of July 20th, outside of Dadeville, will be a bison production workshop. Tell us a bit more about what will be discussed at this workshop.
We're actually going to be at a bison farm that evening. John Roller, Back 40 Bison, is hosting us that evening, and we've been meeting along with him and decided we wanted to have a meeting to kind of educate people. There'll be a little bit of hands-on education. He'll talk a little bit about bison handling and working facilities. We'll also talk a little bit about bison production and management. He'll probably do that as well. Myself, as well as Andy McCorkle, will be discussing a little bit about grazing and nutrition and bison production, and then John will discuss economics of bison production, kind of how their operation works, and he's got some numbers and some data on and economics of their operation and kind of the basics related to bison production, starting up bison production, and all the kind of stuff that goes along with that.
What would you say the appeal is for anybody looking into whether to add or switch over to bison production?
Basically, and as we met with John, one of the main things, he's actually the president of the Missouri Bison Association. One of the big things that he's working with us on is trying to get people into bison production. It's one of those things, and I've been around the farm some, is that bison are, you can't really provide a lot of handling or management to bison, basically because of the way they are. I think probably one of the major appeals is, and I know what John is working with this animal, bringing this animal back. They're pretty much natural grazers. In talking with him, they pretty much pick what they want to graze. As far as management from a calving standpoint, they pretty much do that on their own. There's really very little assistance in that because just the nature of the animal, you can't work with them in a system on that. In talking with him, they work them through a chute once a year. They're pretty much herd animals, and so they pretty much take care of themselves. And so from an appeal standpoint, there's not a lot of management and work associated with them. It's just having the right facilities, having the right equipment. The facilities are much heavier, much bigger, because obviously you're working with a heavier animal than you would a cow. And so that's one of the upfront costs is the facilities, the working facilities to work them through and those kind of things. And there's some more costs associated with that. And so it's purely, in a lot of people's eyes, just kind of the interest in getting involved with the animal.
Again, we have a bison production workshop coming up on July 20th from 6 until 8 at Back 40 Bison, their operation outside of Dadeville. Let's run through the registration process and what folks need to do to get registered for this workshop.
Registration is required. The reason for that is we're having bison burgers along with the fixings provided by Back 40 Bison, and so we want a good count of who's planning on attending, so that we have plenty of food. To register, they need to contact the Dade County MU Extension Center in Greenfield. The phone number there is 417-637-2112. Also, if you have any questions or anything, you can contact myself at 417-276-3313. You can contact Andy McCorkle at 417-345-7551, or you can contact John Roller at 417-995-4485. And as far as registration, we want people to register by July 19th, so we have a pretty good count of who's going to be there, so we have plenty of food. But it is free to the public, so.
Patrick Davis of University of Missouri Extension. Again, a bison production workshop coming up July 20th. Before we go, Patrick, let's touch base on the registration update for the bus tour that's going through southern Missouri and Kentucky next month.
Yeah, we're still taking registrations. We need to have that done by July 15th. You need to contact the Hickory County MU Extension Center The phone number for that is 417-745-6767.
Patrick Davis with University of Missouri Extension, our guest on Ag Insight today. Any last comments on the bison production workshop or the bus tour going on next month through Kentucky?
We're definitely interested in people signing up for the bus tour as well as the bison meeting. And obviously, if you have any questions on either one, you can always contact me here at the Cedar County MU Extension Center, 417-276-3313. And thank you for having me on.
Patrick Davis with University of Missouri Extension, our guest on Ag Insight today. We thank you very much for visiting with us.
Okay, thank you.
And for Ag 1280 KDKD, I'm Kyle Hill.